This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, October 4th. Well, yesterday was a fairly quiet day in the grain space after getting a nice bounce up following Friday's washout to the downside. So it was nice to see the markets actually hold what little gains that they had. Yesterday had some positive news coming into the market. China bought 220,000 tons of U.S. soft red winter wheat. So that was a surprise. They've not bought much wheat from us at all. So that's a fairly sizable purchase and certainly helped to underpin the market. But some of the negative news that has really just kept a wet blanket over the wheat space is the success that Ukraine is having moving grain. And it appears that that is improving even still with the humanitarian corridor that they set up, which basically just hugs the shorelines of the Western Black Sea. Now, Ukraine is reporting this morning that there are 12 more ships that are preparing to enter that corridor headed toward Ukraine, and they would be carrying mostly ag products. So this is an impressive development. And so far, Russia has not been able to stop it. They are still bombing many areas of Ukraine. In fact, there was more shelling overnight that damaged grain storage facilities in three other regions. But this humanitarian corridor is succeeding. And I think that's one of the big reasons that the wheat market in particular has just not been able to sustain some upward momentum. If Ukraine can regain some traction in grain exports, it's going to be a lot cheaper for them, and they will have a much bigger presence in the market. And it could encourage more winter grain planting this fall yet. So that's a big reason why the wheat market has struggled here. And another reason is that Russian production estimates of all grain keep creeping upward. The European Crop Monitoring System, the MARS system, increased wheat production yesterday by 3 million tons. They've increased barley production about 1.5 million tons. So, you know, they obviously had another good year. Two big boomer crops in a row gives them plenty of product to export. They had record exports during the month of September at just over 5 million tons. Normally, their average is around 4. So granted, it is right after harvest. They have a lot more available, but nothing is slowing down the Russian exports. Ukraine clearly has had problems, but they appear to be finding a solution to that. Though even though they're still at war, even though both sides are bombing each other and affecting some of the grain storage facilities, we still haven't seen any major, as far as Russia goes, any major disruption to grain transportation. And in Ukraine, of course, like we just talked about, it's looking like they're able to solve a pretty big problem, at least in the short term. This morning, OPEC announced that they're going to leave production unchanged for crude oil. So generally speaking, it's fairly tight production, and that is expected to support crude oil prices, especially as we head into the winter. That would offer some support to corn and soybeans and could offer some residual support for wheat as well. In weather, we're looking at the Southern Hemisphere, of course. Both Argentina and Australia remain dry. We don't see any real relief headed their way for the next 2 weeks. That takes us into mid-October and pretty much wraps up the growing season. So we're looking at kind of a bust for Argentina and Australia. You know, that those both of those are major producing and exporting countries, and yet the wheat market just is brushing that off. You know, obviously, if you add 3 million tons to Russia, that clearly helps offset some of the losses from the Southern Hemisphere, but still, they are important producers and market just doesn't seem to be too worried about it. In Brazil, just the opposite problem. The southern Brazil region has been getting the rains that normally would have come over Argentina. So their wheat production and quality is suffering. And in the northern part of Brazil, where it's been dry and they've been delaying soybean plantings, they've had some relief briefly, but it looks like it's going to turn dry again. The issue with late plantings in soybeans is that the crop gets harvested later, and then that pushes back the second season corn planting and pushes that crop's key pollination period deeper into the seasonal hot and dry period for Brazil. So it's not simply about soybeans, but it also is very important for the corn production in the southern hemisphere. One other notable thing about weather is it appears that Ukraine and south the southern region of Russia have been turning dry. And of course, this is during their winter wheat planting season and getting the crop established. So it's just worth paying extra attention to that, you know, they've had a stretch of dryness. Looks like it's going to stay dry for a while. This clearly could impact, you know, production potential down the road. But, you know, getting the crop planted and established is the first step, and this might slow that down a bit. So moving forward, we see the night session is down again. We're down about 8-9 cents. So we're clearly not getting much follow through from the bounce on Monday. The market is looking at the Black Sea region, looking at the potential for more grain to be hitting the world pipeline. And that's really the dominant impact here. The production problems in South America, I think in any other year, would certainly have a bullish impact to the market. But so far, it clearly is not. I think eventually it will, but it's just a matter of timing. And the normal seasonal pattern usually has the wheat market moving higher into early October. And, you know, we've had just the opposite. So maybe this is going to be, instead of putting in a seasonal high, it'll be a seasonal low. Maybe these patterns are flipped upside down, which, you know, it's not unusual. Usually if it's moving just the opposite of what it normally does, then it tends to turn when it normally does. It's just the opposite. So, you know, we'll see. It's hard to imagine the wheat market staying this weak for this long, but it has. And we really don't see a sign of a turn yet either. So I'm expecting the wheat market just kind of languish here. Corn is moving sideways. We're not getting any support there. You know, perhaps once corn gets toward the end of harvest, we'll see better performance. It appears that the corn producer is storing as much corn and soybeans as they can. And, you know, prices have dropped significantly, so they're going to put as much in the bin as possible. Once they run out of storage space, you'll probably see more of that corn head to town. So, you know, I think it's just, you want to be almost done with corn harvest before you feel confident that the cash pressure is behind us. And I think once corn has found its bottom, then wheat likely has found its bottom as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.